This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
Me and mine have worked this land as long as my grandfather can remember. Plowing soil to digging holes, hauling coal to stripping down the timber.
B.J. Barham is back with his band American Aquarium. The North Carolina native released a solo record called Rockingham a few years ago, returned with his band on Things Change, and is now releasing the appropriately titled Lamentations into the world of lockdowns and quarantines. The characters in the songs on the new record continue to chronicle life in small town in rural America. B.J. joined me recently. Hello, B.J.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for giving me a distraction to look forward to in the midst of quarantine.
There you go. Something to do from home. We're listening to the centerpiece of this record, the song Me and Mine Lamentations. There's a powerful video you made for it, but what is it that keeps you so focused on the people who live in your songs?
There's a little bit of me in all of these songs. These are the people that I grew up with. These are the people that raised me. These were my neighbors. These were my teachers. These were the people that I went to church with. I'm an extremely progressive leftist, and we get accused a lot of time of not being able to see the other side. And I understand that the other side does not agree with me, but I also understand that at the root of it, they're not all hateful, racist, misogynistic homophobes. I like to write about these people with a little bit of empathy. I don't like to sit here and be heavy-handed with my politics and say, I'm right, you're wrong, because that's not going to get anything done. Nobody's going to listen to my side if I start off by telling them they're wrong. We have way more in common as a society than we do differences. And I'm here just to try to embrace those similarities instead of focus on the negative differences we have.
And that big instrumental crescendo at the end of the song, when you wrote it, did you know that's how it was going to go out with all that guitar? It sounds like somebody is banging on that piano.
Well, we actually took some mallets and opened up the piano and started banging on the string. So instead of playing the keys normally, we were banging on the actual strings with a mallet. When I wrote that song, I wrote it on my living room couch, and it was an acoustic folk song. But the fun part about being the front man of a lyrically driven rock and roll band is when you bring a folk song to five guys, their main job is to make it bigger. And so we knew going into the studio that it was going to be kind of a noise freak out there at the end, but we had no idea that it was going to be a 3-minute noise freak out.
You sing that you've been falling so long you thought you were flying. Odd Starts With You, which really put a smile on my face. But it's really about getting another chance. Have you had a few of those yourself, BJ?
Yeah. You know, my life has been kind of defined by falling and picking myself up. I always joke that I have a really lucky habit of falling down, but I fall forward. I've had plenty of stumbles in my professional career. And the same thing goes for my personal life. This September, I'll celebrate 6 years of sobriety. And it's something that is echoed in a lot of my music these days, is that kind of second chance theme, that looking back at the person you were and not running from it, not drowning it in whatever vice you have, but looking yourself in the mirror, seeing the flaws, seeing the imperfections, and accepting them and living with them and working harder each day to be a better person for tomorrow.
They say you're only as sick as your secrets. That's the truth, and friend, I'm dying. I spent a lifetime salvaging shipwrecks. Falling so long, I thought I was flying. I've been falling so long, I thought I was flying.
How do you promote a new record without a tour?
Man, I wish there was a handbook called releasing a new record in the middle of a global pandemic. I've been playing online shows since 2016. And so as soon as we saw this happening and I saw that shows were getting shut down, that's when I was already set up to do these live streaming shows, which now everyone is doing. But I was doing these live streaming shows every night at the beginning of March. So I did a special series where each night I did one of my records from start to finish every single night for 8 days. And then once I played every record from start to finish, I started a bi-weekly show on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights called The Sad Song Revival. And it's an hour on Instagram Live where I just take requests and I play songs and I try to be a distraction for people. And just because I can't travel around like I usually do and play these songs for people doesn't mean I can't reach these people and present my art in a different way.
They say you ain't been the same since you laid that bottle down. The songs ain't got no soul, the band's done lost its sound.
The album ends with a song that honors perseverance, and you seem to be in it for the long haul yourself, BJ. Now that we're living in the shadow of COVID-19, does this song and that sentiment take on new significance for you?
Oh, for sure. You know, you write these songs about a very specific time, a very specific place, but it's fun to watch songs kind of evolve with the times and with the events that we're going through. And so coming out on the other side of this, a song like Long Haul, which is a song about perseverance, it seems extremely timely. I wish I could say that I had the prophetic vision and wrote this song. I just have such a mastery of the craft of songwriting that I saw this coming and wrote it down, but I didn't. This record is a very heavy listen. It's a very emotional record. It's a very, some people call it a sad record, a down record. And I wanted to make sure that we ended it with a hopeful note, because darkness is a beautiful thing when you talk about it, but you always, in a dark room, you need to leave a door cracked just a little bit so some light can get in. Because once you can see what's in the dark a little bit, you're not as afraid of it. And that's what that last song is. It's no matter how dark, no matter how down you're getting today, tomorrow's a new day. And tomorrow is a day that you can change the transgressions of today and yesterday.
BJ Barham is the leader of the band American Aquarium. The new record is called Lamentations. It's out now. You can hear more music on WUNCmusic.org at 91.5 HD2 and on the WUNC app. Thank you so much, BJ.
Thank you so much for having me.
'Cause I'm in it for the love.